Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the type for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hour number two, technically hour number one, because happy hour was the last hour, which was so much fun that I wish we could just keep it going. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Can also get us on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R.
Everybody wants Trey's sister on the show next.
Oh, yeah. That's probably not a bad... That's not a bad call.
Yeah. He's got a sister named Amber. And you know about chicks named Amber in general.
Oh, yeah.
They wild.
Yeah. Usually women named after gemstones.
Oh, yes.
Crystal.
Yep.
Sapphire.
But Amber is Sapphire. Almost automatic. Like, when I was single, if I ever met a chick named Amber out at the bar, I already knew. I already knew how that was going to end.
Yeah.
And, I mean, God bless them. God bless moms that continue to name their kids Amber. I mean...
It's a free throw. It really
we
is.
We need those out there.
It's like they've never met something that they don't like.
Tyler broke the table. It's something's going on right here.
I would move the beer before you start messing with it, though, Tyler.
Yeah, because this is going to end like when the dog poop flew all over me. It's very similar.
All right. We've got 1 minute left before 5 o'clock. And we had to combine breaks because my interview with Kelly went a little bit long. So we're going to spin the wheel one more time, and somebody's going to get a mega shot. So,
okay. Just put all five of us on here. Well, there's only five of us in here now.
Well, we got Marcus and Charles out there.
Yeah, they're out there. And
is Trey's mom still here?
No.
I don't think so. They might be.
I think they're still here. All right. Let's go.
Yeah. One more spin.
Zoom in for me, Nick.
AJ.
You know what?
Is that a joke?
You know what? You have
karma is a what?
If you have to do it again, I'll tell you what. I'll take one in support. He's going to take one.
Let's go line up the mega.
Let's make Charles take one.
All right.
How about this? All right. I don't want to say anything. Everybody's volunteered except for Nikki.
We're all laying the jersey.
All right. There you go.
Pour up the megas.
Jersey down.
How did I get the mega shot twice?
Dude, that's terrible.
I know.
I only had one space on the wheel.
And you realize pretty much every week, AJ gets screwed, I get screwed. Now AJ's gotten screwed twice.
Oh, boy.
It's
on me again. I spun it again. It landed on me again.
I told you we need to use the real wheel.
No.
The real wheel is janky as hell.
Well, we'll
man.
Buy a new one. Courtney's got to have it in the budget to buy us a new wheel.
All right, pour these damn things. Somebody.
Pour the megas.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Three in a row.
Atlanta.
Is it wrong of me that I'm hoping things don't work out with Trey's mom
let's
and Steve?
This. Remove AJ. Now spin it. Let's see who it would have been besides me.
Probably me.
It would have been Charles. No, it would have been Trey's mom. So bring her a shot too, a mega shot. All right. Boy. What kind of luck is that? I was hoping to see someone else do a mega shot. And I landed on it again.
You know what? We're all doing them, though.
Yeah. You guys are team players.
Because we are. We're team players. I don't know how this show's going to sound at 6 o'clock, but hey.
Who knows?
I don't care.
I did a double of Tabacchi vodka, and then I did a double, or no, I did a single of the Tabasco vodka.
Double.
Is it a sign of camaraderie, or the fact that some of us are worried about our jobs that we're willing to take another mega shot just alongside you?
Oh, see, that's a bitch move. I'm not worried about my job.
I'm not either. I'm just saying.
No.
And Trey's mom is on the phone. She gave me the, I'll be there in a second.
She's coming in?
Yeah.
Okay.
I dumped my head in there while they're recording a podcast and said, hey, you want to do another shot? And she said, yeah, hold on.
All right.
Oh, God, it stinks so bad. Simple Jack's, he wants some.
Simple Jack's in. I mean, if you got a Bowling for Soup shirt, I mean, this is your only thing in life, right? It's the only positive.
Well, it's all right. Pour the Tabacchi vodka in it.
Yeah.
It'll make it worse. That's good. Aaron's looking for some. Did you get some, Marcus? All right, make sure Marcus gets some, too. Nick's lit, baby.
You know what, though? Nick's my guy.
This is Nick's first time drinking.
Nick and I are basically the only people in the Arab American radio Hall of Fame.
Nick is the only African American who works here. That is true.
Booker T.
Oh yeah, that's true. Booker T. Booker T. and Dell and Nick are my African American. How about Nick's
and
the
Charles?
Only, and Charles, but Charles is an intern. Nick's the only employee that he's the only African American employee that participates. All right, give Kelly a shot. Come get on camera. I know it's going to taste awful, honey.
Yes, right.
She doesn't mind. You don't mind, do you, Kelly?
Yeah, she doesn't mind. Kelly doesn't mind me calling her honey.
All give right. give it a couple seconds.
We're all going to die.
All right, here we go, boys. Ooh. It is now. Oh, that's vile. All right, go pour the menthol tobacco vodka in there. Yeah, pour the rest of it in there. Bye. You guys want to record your podcast now? All right, good luck, guys. Kelly, are you an underwear lady or you don't wear them? You don't wear underwear, do you? You don't? Of course you do? Okay. All right. I was just curious. Yeah. There's no line. Those pants are very tight fitting, and I didn't see a line, so I thought I'd ask. You do?
Is Tyler ready to run in here if I throw up?
No, Tyler's going to stick around here.
Is that why I can't see the line?
We need Tyler. See, and...
Is that a yes?
Dude, she
Kelly,
is
it a yes? Or do you wear granny panties? No, you would never. You
thong?
Don't seem like a granny.
You look like a thong person.
Cheekies? Okay, so like boy shorts, kind of?
No, they're not boy shorts. They're cheekies.
So it's like the bottom of your butt hangs out.
Yeah. See, this is like my total redhead fantasy come to life.
Fred,
it really
Fred
is. This is.
This.
Yeah,
he's already calling his lawyer.
No,
hey, draw up the papers real quick.
Oh,
Fred's,
yeah.
Fred's excited is what you would say.
Yeah, I'm going to have to excuse myself, guys.
Bye, Kelly. You could have that, Fred.
No, I couldn't.
You could. No. And I mean, she just said her youngest is almost 18. That's the perfect one.
Yeah, see.
No child support. No child support.
Why is your mic off?
Is it?
No, oh, there you working. Go. Yeah, now it's working.
It no child just... support, no alimony.
You have already got land up in East Texas that she'd probably love.
That does not belong. I only own half of that.
So split it down the middle.
So yeah.
Build the cabin.
Or give her the Canada land and you take this land.
Yeah,
she doesn't like Texas.
That
anyways.
Canada land is like 400 acres. The Texas land is 12.
Yeah, but the Texas
I'm going to lose on that deal.
Way more. Do you need?
How much do I need?
I mean, the Texas land is still probably worth more than the Canada land, right? It's Texas.
No, this is like...
It's Texas.
It's, yeah. It's
like, I'm with Tyler.
It's outside of Beaumont.
Right. Yeah, and pretty, she's got like prime farmland up there, some of the best farmland in the world. So, yeah, we're... Yeah. Okay. I'm just going to have to, you know...
You're going
to
ride it out.
Yeah. I'm just going to go home and, you know, pretend and that'll be it.
Imagine that. Imagine you were Trey's stepdad.
It'd be pretty funny.
God, that'd be so great.
But like,
that'd
what
be the best episode ever.
What era of Trey's life would you have wanted to be a stepdad in? Because he had multiple, right? So,
yeah. Couple like, dogs.
I'll go on record.
0 to 10, 10 to 20.
I would be his best ever stepdad, though. I would be the coolest stepdad he ever had.
Second that.
Because of the music angle, maybe?
No, because like, I would like get him a good girlfriend and get him drunk.
You guys probably get high together.
Yeah, I'd teach him how to smoke weed the right way. Yeah, I'd be the coolest stepdad ever.
Would you make love to Kelly quietly?
No. Oh, God, no.
No, he would just buy Trey a hotel room and stay here.
Yeah, it's like, bro, you're out for the
night.
You're
going to live there for a couple
of
days.
Here, go to House of Pies.
Yeah, tell the neighbor
2 hours away from Baytown.
He would go,
Baytown.
There's an in-town suites right around here. Just, you've got
but
a
you would
key
have
right
to live
here.
In Baytown.
You stay there for 3 days.
Well, no, I wouldn't live in Baytown. I mean, you got to come to me. You know, come on.
But if you're a stepdad, then...
She's got to come to me.
Man, setting ground rules already.
I'm sorry. I mean, listen, I'll compromise on a lot, but you know, I'm going to live where I live. I'm a downtown, east downtown kind of guy.
If you have to be Trey's stepdad, then
he's going to have to move to east downtown.
And Trey can move into your spare room?
Yeah. As long as the dogs like him. So that's the problem.
Build
like
a garage.
If the dogs don't like him, bye.
And here's what I worry about. What if you become his stepdad and then Trey and Katie have a relationship?
Oh.
She's already like dating some rich dude at Penn State, so yeah, I don't like his chances.
He ain't Trey.
He's also, what, nope. 7 years older than her?
Trey's got the gift of gab.
No, I mean, apparently...
Trey's a celebrity.
Well, he is.
Chicks love
that. All right, but what wins? Because we're kind of minor celebrities. What wins? Celebrity or dude whose dad owns like half of Pennsylvania? Yeah, it's not a question.
Yeah, I mean, I've never heard of that guy.
Well, I haven't either.
His name is Archibald Hershey.
Is that his name?
Yeah, that's Katie's new boyfriend.
Okay. Archibald Hershey, part of the paternal actually, family.
Unless he's a Hershey or a Rooney, I'm saying that Trey might have that.
I'm sorry, I don't like it. Baytown versus like somebody who has a house in the Hamptons.
Dump it all in one thing, yeah.
Don't use the Tabasco.
Yeah,
though.
The Tabasco needs to stay.
Tabasco has to stay, yeah.
Save that.
Although, I've met Trey, I've not met Katie's boyfriend.
Do you think Katie and her boyfriend are romantic?
I have no idea, I suppose. I mean, they're friggin' 19-year-old, 18-year-old. No, she'll be 19. Oh, she's 19.
She turned 19 yesterday. I saw it on
Instagram. Oh, my God, I missed her birthday. Oh,
happy birthday.
I wished her a happy birthday on Instagram.
You're ahead of me then, because I totally forgot.
Oh.
I suck at birthdays, okay? I forgot the wives.
Yeah,
I forgot hers.
Fred, you didn't forget my birthday?
Yeah. Fred will definitely
it's
be
funny
Trey's
because
best
because your iPhone
ever.
Allows you to associate a birthday with every contact, where when you wake up in the morning, it tells you on your calendar, by the way, today is Fred's birthday. Yeah, today is Tyler's birthday.
You won't be Trey's best stepdad. You can't even remember your own daughter's birthday, your real
daughter. Well, honestly, man, I didn't realize it was already freaking October.
Because
I know it's October 1st. I mean, I know what her birthday is, but... I didn't realize that we were already into October. This is the Rona, man. It's totally bleeped everything up.
Man.
So I got to call her tonight.
Yeah, you owe her.
Well, I mean,
I feel guilty now that I wished her a happy birthday because now I'm her favorite guy on the show.
Probably always were. Yeah, because that's what I was. Oh, my friends love AJ. He's so funny.
Yeah.
Like, he's so funny. Like, yeah, okay. Dude, I suck. I mean, listen, I'm not apologizing because I forgot my anniversary. I forgot my wife's birthday. I forgot my son's birthday. I forgot my daughter's birthday. I forget everybody's birthday. I forget my own. So
I always remember your birthday.
Well, yeah, because it's your wife's birthday. That's easy.
Yeah, that's true.
Flimsy chair excuses. No, I'm sorry. There are certain things that I suck at, and I admit it. And that's fine. I suck at remembering important days.
Wait, today is her birthday?
Yesterday. Yeah.
Yesterday.
It was October 1st.
You know whose birthday it is today? Abel.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
really? It's Abel's birthday, so happy birthday,
I'm bad
Abel.
At birthdays now because I don't have Facebook anymore.
I've got all
shout
three
out
of y'all's
to Abel.
Birthdays in my phone.
I mean, really, Facebook makes, this is the thing about Facebook. Facebook makes people think you care more than you do because if you really care about someone, you know what their birthday is. I don't know anyone's birthday outside of my immediate family. I'll be honest. The only reason I brought Tyler a 4-pack of beer the other day for his birthday. Was that yesterday or the day before?
The 29th, so Tuesday.
The 29th.
Yeah.
I brought him a 4-pack of beer because I saw on Twitter someone wish him a happy birthday. I was like, well,
it's Dez. It's always Dez.
Well, you know how I found out birthday. Because Esme sent out a thing and said happy birthday, Tyler.
Yes.
So I got him a really good beer.
Coincidentally, that is the first birthday email blast I've gotten since I've been a part of this company.
Well, you're in management now.
But even like, I think Dell got a birthday email. Nick got a birthday
got a
email
balloon.
This year.
Del
and I did not get one last
hey,
year.
Hey, don't feel bad. They missed me last year, too.
Yeah, it was in here for a month.
Yeah, so he kind of has to have that, yeah.
David Gatt was like, this is going to look bad if it's my birthday and not Dell's. Just give him my presents. Give him my cake. It's fine. And that's what he did.
Yeah, but I'll keep this $200 bottle of scotch. I appreciate it.
Yeah, he's a good boss. But yeah, Tyler's birthday was the other day. I would have had no idea because I don't have Facebook anymore. When I had Facebook... I knew everybody's – and here's what I did. This is what I also did on Facebook. And now in hindsight, now that I don't have Facebook, I realize how stupid this was. I felt like on my birthday when people would post on my page like, hey, happy birthday, I felt like I needed to I felt like it was genuine to respond to all
to every
of them.
Single
yeah,
one.
Except and say, thanks, man. Appreciate you thinking of me. But now I realize those people had no idea it was my birthday if Facebook didn't tell them. This year was my first birthday in a long time without Facebook. You know how many people told me happy birthday? Zero. Not even my wife knew it was my birthday. It was like a big mystery.
No, that's not fair. We all got you stuff.
Okay. Like five. All Maybe right. five people knew it. Nick, did you know it was my birthday?
No, he
Nick didn't know. Nick didn't
Aaron,
know.
Aaron and I and Tyler.
You guys, and let's face it. Now, don't start acting crazy. You guys only knew because I said it on air that I was about to turn 40. Yeah.
No, I've actually had it in there since
What's
last
my
year.
Birthday?
August 27th.
Oh, you're gay.
I was going to say 20.
Hey, you say that like it's an insult. Come on.
No, I'm just saying like he wants me. That's weird.
Oh, who doesn't?
But that's weird.
You're a celebrity.
No, I want to keep my job.
Yeah.
But no, it's like I don't think the Facebook thing. I don't do either. So yeah, I was glad that Esme sent that out about Tyler because there's really only no offense to everybody else around here. There's only about five or six people around here that I actually care about when their birthdays are or when that I get something for Christmas. So. You know, because we get them all the time, right? Oh, it's so-and-so's birthday. Happy birthday. It's like, but on Facebook, the one thing I hate is like on your birthday when people just put HBD. It's like,
oh, that's the worst.
Yeah. It's like, I want to let you know I'm recognizing your birthday, but I'm too busy to do anything but three letters. I don't care enough about you.
What
if they
say HBD buddy?
It doesn't matter. Once you shorten it to HBD, it's like, dude, I got no interest in you.
Well, that works. I don't care. I'm. That's why I'm glad I'm off Facebook, because I don't have to All pretend right, so, like people are nice guys to me for remembering my
Fred's birthday. Fred's
birthday
is on a happy hour Friday this year.
Oh.
Yes. Well, we'll make sure and party hard.
He's going to have to take four mega shots.
You know what? I'll when do whatever. Party, I we will always just party hard. Remind me, and I will Uber down here instead of drive.
Let's do it.
But I will say, for the record,
the great thing about Fred Ubering is there's zero chance he'll be covered in dog feces when he gets to work.
I mean, I would hope so.
I don't know that. What if the Uber guy had the same
zero
thing?
Zero stars. What do you think? All right, we'll be back. We'll actually do a show here in a minute. It's the Blitz on ESPN.
Maybe.
This fall, as you get back into the swing of things, Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal Box of Awesome collections for guys guaranteed to upgrade your life. I love the Age, which is an aging kit for your favorite booze. They've got something for everybody, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads for when the temperature dips. Bespoke Post only sends guys the best stuff every month, no matter what you're into. Box of Awesome has you covered. From style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and outdoor gear, Box of Awesome has collections for every part of your life. I'm looking forward to the Flip, a gorgeous folding knife made from Damascus steel. To get started, take a quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them pick the right Box of Awesome for you. They release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs only $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com. Enter the code BLITZ at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, promo code BLITZ for 20% off.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN. All right, are we ever going to start the show, or are we just going to keep doing this?
No, we're going to start the show.
All right. Tyler, what are you drinking? You drinking the
BBH? The Hellfighter, yes.
How much do we have left there?
Enough.
Let's split the last two between the two of us.
That's an old school one, man.
Yeah, this is
have a
so
date
good.
On it, doesn't it?
007, 2013.
Yeah, that's so good.
Still
and
good.
It's still fantastic. Do you want a little nip?
No, I'm good, man.
All right.
Yeah, you can't drink beer right now.
Yeah, and I still have bottles of it at home.
I think I have one bottle of this left.
I think I have one also, and I've got one of the Kentucky Habit left, too.
I still have an original, like, so they do the 001, 002. I have an original Bodacious, which was the 001.
Oh, wow.
I still have that.
Yeah. Dude, I drank the only one of those that I had like 2 or 3 years ago, and it was
still
phenomenal.
Good.
Yep. It was so good.
It holds up, man.
I need to ask Eric, because my wife went crazy for the Roll in the Hay, the 14, not the 6 or 7 when they did the original Roll in the Hay. I've got, I think, 6 of those still at home.
Jeez.
Because she had me go to several places and buy the limit on them because she loved it so much.
Well, the reason I have an 001 is because Eric and I made a bet, and I won. So
he gave you that out of his cellar.
He had to give me, he gave me a mixed 12-pack of Fun Series beers, and in that Fun Series, in that 12-pack was an original Bodacious.
So you're telling we all need to make bets with Eric.
He wins some, he loses some. You know, sometimes that's the way.
Actually,
it works.
I think the best thing that we did when we were in London for the game, and Eric was sitting there, and we were talking about halftime betting, and we made some between the two of us. Like, I gave him a bunch of money, and he made some huge halftime bet that we hit. I can't even remember what it was because we were a little drunk. But so he does hit sometimes. He was right. I took half of it. 713-780-ESPN. I kind of. Oh, can I do a shout-out real quick to my buddies at True Anomaly?
Sure.
Pretty soon, we're going to have the Falcon Heavy ready to test, which hopefully, AJ, you'll be drinking beer by then, because I kind of want the gang here to go and check it out. But right now, they've got a bunch of stuff in specs. They're finally distributing outside the brewery. So they're in the specs in Midtown, the big specs, and a bunch of others. So if you want to go grab you some TA... I think the little giants there, I can't remember the rest of it that they had because, you know, I've been drinking. But, you know, those guys do a great job. They make great beer, and they're good friends. So if you get a chance, support them, please.
Well, there you go.
So somebody says, Fred, no sober October this year. But no, because I didn't even realize it was October.
Yeah, Fred forgot his daughter's birthday. Mm.
Yeah, I'm going to.
He's a mess. He's a mess as a parent, as a human.
No, I'm a good parent. I just suck at
birth. But at least his hair looks great.
Oh, the hair is fabulous.
How can you say you're a good parent when you forgot your daughter's birthday?
Dude, I've told you before. I can remember. Listen, I can remember.
Who like, at least just say, listen, I'm a deadbeat dad.
That's Mara. Not a deadbeat. Dude, I paid $300,000 in child support over the years. Don't call me an effing deadbeat, dickweed. I mean, come on.
Okay, so
don't ever use that word with me. That's not cool.
So you were not a deadbeat until they turned 18, and then you became a deadbeat.
No, I became a dad that said, "Hey, go live your damn life. You need something, call me. Otherwise, you know, you're done. You're out of the nest."
So you should say, "I used to be a good dad."
No, I'm still a good dad. If they need something, I do it for them. But yes, do I forget birthdays? I don't just forget my kids' birthdays. I forget everybody in my family's birthdays.
You didn't forget my birthday.
He forgot Val's birthday.
I did. I forgot that, and I forgot our anniversary.
You remember that story? Oh, they were standing across from each other, and he was like, "Today sounds like a familiar date." Oh yeah, my bad.
Yeah.
So you can't bash him over I mean, he forgets everyone's birthday.
No, I do. The only reason I remember your guys is because somebody either tweets it out
but you have Facebook.
I don't pay attention to Facebook. I'm rarely on Facebook.
You know, you can set your phone where, like, when your kids have a birthday, it'll tell you.
Why do I want to go to that much work? I've only got 2 kids. I should be able to remember that, theoretically.
You should be. But
I missed one.
Would you
okay?
agree that maybe that's not a strength for you?
Well, I know it's not a strength, but it's not. Honestly, it's not because I forgot her birthday. It's just I didn't realize it was October. I really didn't. I didn't, you know, like, usually I check my bank account and I get my check or I get paid. So I didn't check my bank account. That's how I know what month it is. I know what day it is. I mean, this doesn't feel like October. It really doesn't. I still feel like we're in March and we're just in a time warp and the Rona's going to go away and we're all good.
Let's talk to Shannon.
Let's Hello, not talk to Shannon. All right,
Hello,
fine.
Shannon. Sportsy.
Sports. Hello.
Well, Fred, listen, man, I wanted to call, give you a few props because you are moving up in the world. It, you know, celebrities and players, NFL players, whenever they have a poo-poo fetish, you know, they, you know, like Antonio Brown, you know, people, they didn't tear him down, but people are tearing you down because you smeared some poo-poo on you. Yeah, it's dog poo-poo, but, you know, maybe you'll move up and get into Antonio Brown level. I'm pulling for you. keep at it.
Okay, guys. Shannon, you've been demoted from 409 to like 403 because all those jokes happened yesterday, so you're a day behind.
Yeah, you are a day late.
What's the VITER area code? And,
no, yeah, it's you know what?
409.
Yeah, it's all 409. Yeah. But, you know, and you had a really good status with us, Shannon, but now guess what? Now you're down there with, like, Vinton.
Don't keyboard cat him. That was a good call.
No, it was a horrible call.
It was a day late.
No, I'm putting him in Sulphur, Louisiana, or Vinton.
Anybody who
or
reminds,
Bow Bridge.
Anybody who reminds Fred that yesterday he was covered in feces is good with me.
Like, I didn't admit it. Like, I didn't talk about it. Like, I didn't embrace it. Oh, yeah. Oh.
I mean, that's what we do on this show. We embrace everything.
We do.
But it's hilarious.
Oh, Odell Beckham. Ooh.
But it's not like we're going to stop making fun of it after one day.
Yeah, but it's not like I went to the dog and say, hey, crap on me.
That we know of.
And what are you saying? Now you call me a liar?
I'm just saying, maybe your story's a little off.
Okay, what's off about the story?
Maybe you did ask the dog to throw it on.
Yeah,
you.
Like you went need from point A to point B for an actual cross examination.
Yeah, let me interview your dog.
Point A to point B.
Yeah, you know what? You know what?
There are a couple stops in between.
Today's interview went well. Let me interview Derby.
Yeah, Derby's just gonna sit there and like, just give me some food, you bitch. Poor Derby though is like, this is what sucks though is like when you have a dog for that long. I mean, I've had her for almost 11 years now.
Yeah.
And she's almost 14. And you start to see when they slow down and when things start going wrong. And I'm like, you know, she's still fine. But you start wondering how much time you have left with them. And it kind
of
sucks.
Honestly, one of the blessings I had, because, I mean, you remember a couple years ago, both my dogs died within like a year of each other. Not even a year, like six months.
Yeah, it was awful.
Closer than that, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, and one of my dogs, I mean, one of them was like, we were able to extend his life by like a year or maybe 14, 15 months by buying him food that was like, it was like $85 for a case of canned food. And I was like, oh my God, I'm such a sucker. But I bought this food and it gave him like 14, 15 more months. So I was happy with it. My wife wasn't. My wife she's not like me. She's not an animal person. So she was just like, I mean, let's just put him down.
You're doing it for the kids, though.
No, I was doing it for me. These were my dogs.
Yeah. Yeah, you had those dogs before her, right?
Yeah, I had those dogs before her. So, and then the other dog, though, I got kind of lucky because I went on vacation and he was at the border. And then when I came back and I picked him up from the border, he just wasn't right. And it was like literally 2 days later. I appreciate not having a long, extended...
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, he's just miserable. Like, my dog was, like, clearly very, very sick. And I was like, oh, we got to put him down. I don't want it to be strung out forever. I don't like that.
Yeah, and I'm worried.
I like them to suffer.
And, yeah, I admit, we're, like, getting her pain meds now and CBD and stuff like that so that she can, you know, I can extend things. And it's selfish, but I want to extend things as long as I can because that's my dog.
But even you don't even like that dog that much.
No, I love that dog. I love them both. Come on. I joke about liking the other one better. But
I've talked to you enough. I know you like the other one better.
I mean, especially the last year, Derby's gotten really, you know.
Plus, Derby killed the cat, right?
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah.
But I don't really like cats, so.
Yeah.
And I didn't. Listen, I want to dispel
that's
this.
The best thing is that Fred's wife was out of town. They're her cats. And his dog killed the cat while she was gone. And he had to call her while she's away and be like, hey, honey, got bad news about your cat. The dog killed it. That's like a movie. That's like a...
What are the odds AJ would have been like, and he would have come home and been like, hey, where's the cat? And be like, I don't know. I let him out like 5 minutes ago, and like, I have no idea.
Chase movie in the 80s.
Can I just clarify, though? She didn't kill the cat. The cat died
of a heart attack.
The cat died of a heart attack. Now, maybe she contributed by cornering him and scaring the crap out of him. But yeah, it was cat slaughter, and you know, she got deferred adjudication. So look, I did a whole forensics thing on this, and I did the blood spatter pattern, all this stuff.
There was blood. That means it was definitely
no, but
natural
the blood. The blood did
when
not
blood spatter. It's natural causes.
Wait, the blood did not come from any wounds, though. I mean, the blood came from internally.
Oh, internally.
But how did it get?
But it's on the wall.
External.
Normally,
Because the cat was cornered and freaked out and obviously kind of blew up, which was kind of...
That's what happens in real life. They explode when they get really nervous. They just explode and there's guts everywhere.
It happens.
And that was, it was fear. All right, we got to hit a break. We're halfway through the show. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, man.
All right, I got to tell you guys about Allstate Windows and Siding. I love these guys. I love them so much, in fact... They're coming out to my house, and they're going to put windows in my house. And they do in-person or virtual consultations, whatever you're comfortable with. They're going to do it the right way. They're going to make sure that you feel good, and they're going to set you up with the best windows. I'm going to say 40% on my electric bills. You cannot beat that, guys. These are Texas Tough windows built for Texas weather. Wind, rain, hail, it's all covered. Plus, save up to 40% on your electric bill. 25% off all windows right now, or buy 10, get 2 free. $2,000 off complete siding jobs as well. And you want the best rate, call Allstate. Allstate Windows and Siding. Hurricane Impact Windows. Call them today. 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936. Or you can check them out online, allstatesidingandwindows.com. Again, you want the best rate, call Allstate. Allstate Windows and Siding. Allstate Windows and Siding.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. This has been one of the more fun shows that we've done in a while, I have to admit. Lots of non-sportsy stuff. I mean, really, what are we going to talk about? We'll go over the NFL lines for you.
I mean, we already recapped Jets-Broncos.
We did.
Sam Darnold gave you flashes, and then we realized Adam Gase is bad, and Sam Darnold's
mediocre. Adam Gase is like, how do I put this? Simple Jack version of Bill O'Brien. I mean, is that fair?
Yeah, I mean,
he's had flashes though. At least Bill O'Brien.
No, Bill O'Brien, you know what he is, right?
Yeah, like Bill O'Brien has never had good flashes.
And of course, Simple Jack runs in there because he hears his name. We're not talking about you. We're talking about Tropic Thunder Simple Jack, which is what your name is based on. And if you're going to wear those cargo shirts and that shirt, yeah, that nickname's not going away, brother. You know that, right? Yeah, just you need to paint your face in the pantomime. See, that's what he needs to do next week. He needs to
wear the overalls.
Yeah, wear the overalls.
Cut off overalls.
Simple Jack.
Go to Chuck E. Cheese and get him those like little buck teeth that you can get for 900 tickets.
He does look like a Chuck E. Cheese guy, right? Hey, okay. So I promised I would give out my Preakness trifectas for free on the show today.
Nice.
I'll tweet him out in the morning. I've got to do some more work on it. I've done like two simulations, and neither one of them is going anyway the way I thought it would. So just follow me on Twitter at Fred Fowler. I will tweet you out free plays tomorrow. Excuse me. You want to go over the NFL?
Let's go over the NFL.
I do have a couple plays in the NFL. I do have some college plays too. We'll get in the 6 o'clock hour, and maybe I'll get you something on the Preakness in the 6 o'clock.
I got a little action in both.
Really?
Yep.
Because I'm probably oppo of you on one of your college bets because you asked Brad about something and then I started looking at what he was talking about. And
I ended up leaving it off my card.
Okay, I went with Brad on it.
Okay.
So I did bet your Campbell plus 34.
Okay.
Is that a good number?
I think so. I said I'd bet it down to 32.
Okay. Well, I got it at 34.
Okay.
So happy with that. All right, let's take a look at the NFL. We'll start
and
with...
And that's tonight, so that...
Yeah. You better get it down now, actually, because it starts at, what, 6?
Yep.
Okay. So, Colts minus 2.5 at the Bears. I know Josh loves the Colts. I'm on the Bears here. I think both these teams are kind of phony, and I'm getting 2.5 at home. I'm on the Bears.
I'm opposite. I'm on the Colts, mostly because I think that they're just much better on the offensive line, and I don't think the Bears are going to get much pressure here. The Bears can't stop the run, and Indy, since week one, I remember after week one, we were like, what are the Colts doing? Why is Phillip Rivers throwing the ball 50 times? Since then, they've realized They're not going to win like that. Just run the friggin' football. Bears can't stop the run. I like the Colts.
See, I think the Bears will scheme to stop the Colts running game and make Phillip Rivers beat them, and that ain't going to happen. So I like the Bears. Not a huge play, but certainly a play. Saints minus 3.5 at Lions. I'm passing.
At 3.5? Is that what the number you said?
3.5, yeah.
No, I'd pass at that number too. I had it at 4. I played the Lions at 4.
A 4 I like, yeah. Actually, 3.5, there's not really any difference between 4 and 3.5.
It's
a half point. Yeah, I mean, but still, 3.5. I mean, you're talking about a key number, so if you like the Lions, 3.5 is fine. I don't like either. I don't like the play, so. Cardinals minus 3.5 at Panthers.
Pass.
Yeah, also a pass. Jaguar plus 2.5. Jaguar plus 2.5 at Bengals.
I love Jaguar plus 3 at 2.5. I like it okay because I do like Jag. I'd play a little Jag. If it was 2.5, I'd just play Jags money line.
Well, and that's my play. Jags plus 115 on the money line. No. I like a lot. I think the Jaguars are the better football team, and I think they win. So give me
as much hype as Joe Burrow's gotten over the last 3 weeks. There's not a lot of substance to it. The great thing about Joe Burrow, he's not turning the ball over.
No, listen.
The Bengals are last in yards per play.
I think Joe Burrow is doing a really good job for a rookie quarterback
in a bad situation
with nothing around him. And I think we've learned the Jaguars are not total trash. They're very well coached.
They were trash last week, but I don't think
they were trash. But for the season, they're not trash. And you don't go and beat the Colts opening week if you're trash.
Yeah.
And I think they're well coached. I think they're better coached than the Bengals. Gardner Minshew is what he is, but he can win games for you. Give me Jaguars plus 115, and I love it. I'm betting this one hard. So okay. There you go. Browns plus 5 against Cowboys.
It's a pass for me. I lean to the Cowboys.
Total pass for me, but over 56. I'll take some of that action.
Okay.
I think this game is going to be 38-35, somewhere in that range. Vikings and Texans, your beloved Vikings, plus 4. I can't bet the Texans right now, AJ.
I can't either.
For any reason.
It's a pass for me. I lean a little bit to the Texans, but I don't feel good about betting them right now. I mean, if you'd asked me before the season, who do I think is better, the Vikings or the Texans?
I would still say Vikings, yeah.
So they're both 0-3. Their schedules aren't – they're playing good teams. I don't have a great feel on this game. I think the Texans should be able to cover this number, but I definitely wouldn't put dollar bills on it.
And I don't know if I've gotten too jaded by watching the Texans. I think I'm not only taking Vikings plus 4, I think I'm going to take the plus 165 money line.
Okay.
All right. Seahawks minus 6 at Dolphin. Give me Seahawks.
I like the Seahawks, too. It's a pretty square play because most of the pros I know are on the Dolphins. But Russell Wilson's so dominant right now. And listen, the Dolphins will score because the Seahawks' secondary is awful right now. And the Dolphins have been edging game – or the Seahawks have been edging games out. But in Pete Carroll's career, 23 games going West Coast to East Coast, he's 13-7-3 against the spread. I'm riding with the Seahawks here. I don't want to bet against the best quarterback in the league right now, and that's what Russell Wilson's been through 3 weeks.
And not only that, I just think, while I think the Dolphins are better than people give them credit for, I think the Seahawks team, the way Russell Wilson is playing, they're a top five team in the league. And you should be able to cover 6 points in Miami, which there's... Yeah, I like the Dolphins, but they're not in the Seahawks class. I'm with you on this. I'm betting the Seahawks minus 6. Chargers plus 7.5 at Tampa Bay.
Listen, I don't want the Chargers as a favorite. And we saw last week, they don't work as a favorite. I love the Chargers as an underdog.
Especially outside of touchdown here.
Yep. I love them. I like the under in this game, so I definitely like the Chargers getting
42.5, yeah. If you're getting over 7, that's the correlation. It makes a lot of sense. I'm not playing it, but I agree with you. Ravens now up to 14.5. Against Washington.
I can't play it at 14.5. I've seen like the numbers for double digit dogs, which used to be just you avoided them at all costs, right?
Right.
It's gotten to where double digit road favorites. This was from Brad Powers, actually, a number I saw today from Brad Powers. 47% double-digit road favorites since 1989. Since 2017, double-digit favorites on the road, 18-0 straight up, winning by 22.7 points per game, 16-2 against the spread, covering by 10.3 points per game. That's Baltimore.
Yeah, and here's the other part of this. It's not really much of a road trip. I mean, what is it? 15 miles,
it's a bus
20 miles?
Ride.
Yeah. And I think the Ravens are going to be pissed off after what happened against the Chiefs, and they will have their way with Washington. It's a lot of points to give up, but if you're making me take a side here, I'm going to give up the 14.5 with Baltimore. I know that's a very square thing to do, but sometimes it's hip to be square. Giants plus 13.5 against the Rams.
We've
been betting the Giants pretty much every week, right?
Yeah, I won't bet the Giants this week.
Me either.
I won't bet the Rams either, giving 13.5. What's the total in this game?
48.
I might bet under in this game. I don't know how many points the Giants provide. And the Rams have been a top-tier offense, but I think they're going to be able to run the ball a lot this week.
Right.
So I like the under 48.
All right, Patriots plus 7 at the Chiefs. I'm going to watch this number really closely because it's popped up a little bit. If it gets to 7.5, I will hit Patriot hard. I will not do it at 7. I will do it at 7.5.
Yeah, I like the Pats at 7. This is just a Bill Belichick getting a touchdown.
Yeah.
Last time Bill Belichick got a touchdown was when Jimmy Garoppolo filled in for Tom Brady week 1 against the Cardinals. They were plus 9 and they won outright.
Yeah.
This is the second time they've been underdogs this year. That's the first time that's happened in 6 years. There's not very many times that the Patriots are underdogs under Belichick, and when they are, they've got a pretty good success rate. I'm getting a touchdown.
Yeah, I don't
love it because I don't really want to bet against Mahomes, and I don't particularly like this Pats team. I don't like their defense very much, but I'll just getting a touchdown. I can't go the other way.
Well, and the other thing too, the Chiefs coming off that massive win. I mean, that's basically your AFC Championship preview. They did everything right. They won easy. There's no way you're getting up that emotionally back to back, even if it is the Patriots, because this isn't the Tom Brady Patriots. So I find it hard to believe that we're going to see the same Chiefs team, and we know Belichick's going to come up with something.
Yeah,
because he always does. All right, so we only have 3 more.
We'll finish up the NFL, and then we'll go to we'll do some college in the next segment.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, it sounds like a plan.
Let's finish up the NFL, do the gym of the day, and then we'll do college at 6.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
At ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks because they have 3-layer nano silver protection. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. A couple more NFL games to get to. Your Bills minus 3.5 at the Raiders. I love the Bills. I'd like it better at 3, but I love the Bills
here.
Yeah,
I played at 2.5, and I like it there. 3.5, it's probably a pass for me, but 2.5, 3.
Well, the Bills don't blow people away, which scares me a little bit, but I love the way they're playing. I like the Raiders, but they're just not in the same category here. I think the Bills win this. I think it's like a 35-21 game, so I don't mind giving up 3.5.
All right.
Eagles plus 7 at 49ers.
I can only play the Eagles. I don't want to, though.
Yeah, this is a pass for me.
They got me last week.
I can't play the Eagles at any number right now. 49ers are playing really well for a team that's totally crippled. So I'll...
And he's getting back George Kittle.
Yeah, getting Kittle back is huge. I don't mind that Mostert's out because they've got plenty of running backs. Bosa being out hurts, but they're so deep on the line that you don't notice that much of a difference. I think if I had to play here, I'll give the 7. I'm not going to play it, but I'd give the 7. And then finally, Falcons plus 7.5 against the Packers.
I hate to do it, but I like the over, although the over, it's been pushing up and up and up.
56.5 right
it's
now.
It's a little high for me. I'd probably take the Falcons 7.5.
I want to, but the Falcons are kind of like an ex-wife to me at this point.
Fair enough.
I'm out.
I don't blame you.
I won't play the Packers at 7.5, but I can't take the Falcons. I will take the over 56.5, though. So that's your NFL. And we'll do some colleges here in the next hour. But we need to do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, I've got like 4 of these that would be good today, but I think I'm going to go with this one.
Okay.
I'm
going to trust your instincts here.
Domino's pizza delivery driver.
That happened today. We got Domino's delivered here. Nick did.
Yeah. Did we capture the guy on camera rubbing a tub of Ben and Jerry's ice cream on his crotch as he waited for the customer to answer the door?
I didn't see that happen, so I don't know.
Yeah. So, that's what happened. He was going to deliver his Domino's, and he had some Ben and Jerry's, and he rubbed it all over his junk before handing it over to a customer.
I don't like that.
Yeah. Jonathan Terry.
That's no way to get a tip.
Well, he got a tip in there. Definitely. But, I said, about a half hour after it arrived, my girlfriend called and said, don't, whatever you do, eat the ice cream.
It was on their Nest cam.
Yeah, it was like on their Ring. And he says, when I told her we'd already opened it, she said, it's probably fine as the ice cream is in a sealed tub. But put down the spoon and look at the doorbell footage. When I saw what the driver had done, I just couldn't believe it. He may have had an itch on his crotch, but to scratch it with something I paid for is disgusting. It's unprofessional and unhygienic. Well, yeah, that's true. I'm sorry, I'm not eating any ice cream, even if it's outside the tub, if some dude's rubbed it on his crotch.
Yeah.
Even if it's Ryan Gosling. So, yeah, that's your...
Yeah, I'm not for that.
That's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
So this other story that I was going to do, and I did hear, I was out briefly, and I heard John and Lance talking about, I heard John talking about it. I don't know if Lance was still there. I think Lance may have been off scouting by then and running away from drinking with everybody.
Yeah.
But this theory that scientists claims 1 in 3 chance our universe and us are in a simulation. Have you seen this story?
No.
Apparently, the simulation theory was first popularized in 2003. And actually, if you've watched The Matrix, again, all these things are out of the movies, right? Which may kind of back up their theory that we're in a simulation. But he says there's a 1 in 3 chance that we really don't exist. We're just part of a computer simulation.
Okay.
Kind of curious what you think about that.
I don't believe it. I don't believe in computer simulations. Computers weren't invented, like, computers didn't even exist barely when I was a kid.
But that's
when
what
you were
they,
born, there were no
That's
computers.
What they want you to think.
No, I'm not an ancient alien theorist.
Well, ancient astronaut theorist, whatever. By the way. And ancient astronauts have nothing to do with this. I'm not theorizing based on that. And please don't demean my title. I mean, I worked very hard for that. But, it is about aliens. It says there are technologically advanced aliens that run many simulations of people like us, which would also include us. Technologically advanced beings who have the power to run simulations but choose not to. And third, there are no advanced beings which have the power to run a simulation. So that's the 1/3 part. I have mixed feelings about this because, first off, I love the first Matrix movie, but I hated the second two.
Okay.
So I don't really want to go into this saying, oh, yeah, we're in a simulation because the second two Matrix movies sucked. I mean,
well, that's the reason why you don't want to be in a simulation.
Yeah, but I'm going to go with Rene Descartes here. I think, therefore, I am. So, therefore, I feel like I exist. I don't feel like I'm part of a simulation.
Okay.
I mean, I have consciousness. Now, I do have weird dreams about stuff like this. And really hot blue alien chicks that I have.
Of course you do.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't put me in assimilation.
Typical.
Oh, well, you know what? You have your things, I have mine, okay?
Yeah, but you've got weirder things.
No, in your mind. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that's like, dude, I'd totally like to hook up with a hot blue alien chick.
I don't think so.
I think there's a bunch of them out there. I mean, just like, see, you know, you always try to bring me down. Like, I was going to do the whole little person stripper club, and you said that was a terrible idea. I think it would have been I would have made a fortune before the Rona.
All right. Get it then.
Well, it's too late now because the Rona's ruined everything. You can't have strip clubs anymore.
Do it post-Rona.
There is no post-Rona.
There will be.
No, there's never going to be. And by the way, they had to take President Trump to the hospital here today.
Rona wasn't treating him right?
Well, I mean, first off, I don't want to wish the Rona on anybody. And, you know, I know that I really don't want the president to die from the Rona. Just go on record with that.
I don't want that either. I don't want
Nobody wants that. I know he's at risk, but I'm going to go on record as saying he'll be fine because he's the. Can you tell them to shut up a little bit out there? Because I mean, I swear to God, yeah. Nothing ever gets to this guy. The Rona's not going to hurt him.
No,
he's going to have the mildest version of it because he's like. I mean, he. You want to talk about being an assimilation? That guy's Neo.
Yeah, but he is obese.
Overweight. Overweight. No, we went through this whole thing. He was 239, which I don't believe.
That's what I'm saying. You know he's not 239 pounds. Mm. Now, his wife, Melania, seems like she is low risk.
Dude, I can't believe she's 50.
She's in great shape.
She
looks good.
So
she looks
hot for 50.
He is not in great shape and not healthy. He is obviously more high risk than she is.
He'll be okay. Nothing.
I think he'll be okay too.
The only thing that worries me is he'll have like mild symptoms and then it'll be like, the whole thing's a farce.
That's what not the farce part, but his doctor this morning in the report I saw, I mean, it could have changed since 9 a.m. when I was doing show prep, but he said he had mild symptoms.
Yeah.
Well, why did he go to the hospital?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. And they're giving
him. Because they want to isolate him probably.
Well, I don't know about that. And then they're giving him.
And he's high risk.
Well, they're giving him some experimental treatment now on top of that. So I don't know. I don't know that he's not at risk. I mean, I just feel like nothing can kill Donald Trump because he's Donald Trump. But I don't like that he has this. And I blame that Hope person for giving it to him.
Hope Hicks?
Yeah. I mean, your last name's Hicks. Come on. If you're not Bill Hicks, you're not.
Another smoke show, though.
She's okay. I mean, I'm not going to go smoke show on her. But she gave the president the Rona. So, I mean, that's not cool in my book. Speaking of books, you want to get in on the betting action, and maybe this changes the election odds a little bit? Well, guess where you need to check that out? At mybookie.ag. And you got that game tonight we already mentioned, and you still have time to get down, but you got to do it right now. That's happening tonight, college football. You've got NFL this weekend. You've got more college football this weekend. You've got baseball. You've got everything. It's all going on right now. Now's the perfect time to get into mybookie.ag. And the best part about MyBookie, easy deposits, easy withdrawals. You bet, you win, they pay. A lot of these sites, that's not the case. But at MyBookie, you will get paid. And you can play in-game. You can play live betting, parlays, whatever. I do a lot of in-game now on MyBookie. Just sit there and odd shop, and it works out great. They've got everything. And if you join today, how about this? They're going to match your first deposit 100%. Just enter promo code RADIO when you sign up. That's promo code RADIO. Get your first deposit matched 100%. You put in 100, you'll have 200 to play with. MyBookie.ag. You bet, you win, they pay. MyBookie.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.